Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So you were saying something funny off the air, and I was like, man, we got to talk about this because I've never heard about it before. What's going on your algorithm?
Yeah.
Is this Instagram, Facebook?
Both, actually. Yeah, I'm waking up the last couple mornings, and it's just people saying, here's my Chinese grandmother's morning workout. And I've seen this a lot. I mean, it just even in movies that you see that, you know, have the Asian culture influence, you see every day the older generations there, and they've done it their whole lives. They get out and they do daily exercises together, and they're really good for you. So the things like the lymphatic jumping. Because like
you're a lymphatic jumping.
Well, like, but the lymph nodes, like they say that making sure that you're, you know, getting all the crap out of your lymph nodes, it's so important to jumping up and down 50 times.
Is that the medical term?
Well, I'm just trying to, you know,
get the crap out of your lymph nodes.
I'm trying to just
okay.
Like,
so I'm sorry. Continue.
So yeah, so the jumping up and down for your lymph nodes, but also the arm circles. If you've seen them do the arm circles,
I feel like I'm having a seizure right now.
Exactly. Yeah, and then not only that, but just the, you know, they boost circulation, they maintain mobility and whatnot, but it really is like, so they jump up and down, they do the arm things, and then your back, like,
yeah.
So you take your back and thrust, you stretch it out this
don't
way,
do that,
and then you go forward.
That's like,
and
stripper moves.
Put your arms all the way down to the floor. It's okay. All about like your body circulation and resetting your body, and it's so much more than stretching, because that's what people, you know, when you look at it, you're like, oh, they're just stretching, getting ready for their day, but it is their belief that this is how people stay healthy. I mean, you look at that culture, and so many of them live to like 100 and beyond.
Sure.
And they say that resetting your body, your nervous system.
Do that
system,
hip thing again.
Yeah, where you go back, like, it's
you
almost
look like you're getting ready to dance on the pole.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like you're, oh, my back hurts. You know, you got your hands on your back. And then so
that's
you
the move
stretch.
I do right before I get some ibuprofen. I'm like, oh, I need some ibuprofen.
Yeah, those, exactly. And that's kind of what it is. Like, oh, my back hurts. Stretch now, it all the way out. And then
you
go all the way forward.
Can you
and
do
you stretch
that
it
while
way.
Jumping?
I'm, you know what?
What if you
combine
them?
Why not? Get two birds stoned at once, right?
Like, that's you what look that like is. You're trying to work out
and
a gas bubble.
Yeah, well, but then that's like, they say that this is every day, it's going to boost your circulation, promote longevity, the full body tapping too. Like, you literally tap your body across all parts of it, and that gets out, again, your lymph nodes and everything. You're getting all the crap out of it, and it's so good for you. And then the torso rotations, moving back and forth like this, it just, again, the mobility as you get older. Anybody who knows, like,
I gotta get you a hula hoop.
If you sit on the couch too long and then you stand up,
yes.
Your body's like, whoa.
Hold
easy
on.
Does
exactly.
It, fella.
And so this kind of keeps your body in tip-top shape. It helps with
how hard
women.
Do you tap?
Just very, like, just enough to, like, feel it, but you're not hurting yourself. You're just keeping your body.
We come in all bruised.
It's like waking
Can I
it
say,
up,
who's
right?
your daddy as I'm smacking myself?
If that makes you feel better.
Who's your daddy?
I'm sure it doesn't hurt, right?
Who's your lymph node?
But
who's
no,
your lymph node?
They say that this is so important for people, especially as you get older. And it's really, like, it's every day is what helps versus the high intensity, right? Like, you don't want to do this.
Consistency.
Yeah, you don't want to do this once a week for two
every
hours.
Day
you
gotta
you want to do it every day
that booty.
For like 20 minutes. But again, the increasing the blood flow, it also helps with your mind, just keeping your mind right.
You have to tap my forehead?
Because, well, no, you can. Why not? Like, I'm sure, again, it can't hurt. But they say that, like, back in, you know, ancient civilizations before they had talk therapy, where you literally said all your problems, this was a way of releasing it. You know, another good thing that just the visual of it, when you take a rock from the ground and you pick it up and you give it to the sun.
Oh,
that's
down
a good,
and up.
That's a good one
down.
Too.
Okay, do it again.
And Jerry. But no, it don't, like, I've been doing it for like 2 days and I can feel just a little bit more mobility in my body.
There's nothing. Yeah, I mean, just general movement is fantastic for your body. You should be trying to move like that every day. It's very, it's almost like Tai Chi a little
bit.
It
is. Well, and that's what, exactly. It is a lot of Tai Chi. And not only that, but it's the community feel of it. Like, a lot of these people go out to a communal place and do this together. And that helps as well. Just the sense of community, everybody doing the same thing at the same time.
Tap each other, or do you just have to tap yourself?
You have to ask first.
That's a different.
You got
ask before you tap.
Yo,
that's
you
want to
tap?
You want to tap me? You tap me. I'll tap you. Like, how's this work?
Oh, too much tapping.
If that's what you're gonna do, yeah, don't tap people. Don't let people tap you either. But this is something that you can insert into your daily life, and it could help you.
How did this end up on your algorithm?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You watch one stretching video.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
And now this is all you're getting.
I'm here for it, though. Anything to make me better? Like, yeah.
Hey, I'm starting to get aches and pains everywhere, so I'm going to start tapping myself every morning.
Yeah.
I might even tap myself twice. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I'm going to show up so tired.
I'm over tap.
One of the perks of doing this job for so many years is meeting a lot of our incredible listeners and just doing some fun things with people and nice things for people. And on the line is a dude named Adam. Hi, Adam. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. So this morning, Adam, your wife, Jen, right? Your wife is Jen?
Yes.
She texted in this morning and said, good morning, JKJ. It's my husband's birthday.
Hey.
Hold on, I got to play you this.
Yeah.
Adam's a big fan of the show. His wish would come true if he was able to call in and win something from the station. Now, it sounds like you attempted our March Matchness and you didn't get a win. But then she goes on to say that you would love to play Fast Five today, give you the Ninja Turtles Fast Five. He's ready.
I've been yelling at it. I've been trying to call in. And actually, I was on hold. I think it was last week, but it was the garage win. I was hoping the Ninja Turtles. You did it right before. So.
Oh, you're like, damn it. Oh, I know Ninja Turtles. Know, how old are you turning?
45.
Oh, yeah, so you're right in, like, old school Ninja Turtle wheelhouse, aren't
you? You know, April O'Neil and Shredder and all of them. I'm just like, yes.
Well, you know, every time you guys would do that, I would think about Vanilla Ice in the club, you know, doing the dance, the go ninja, go.
Here's what I want to do for you, Adam, since you can't mention, who did you just say, Katie?
Well, no, that's not fair. You didn't tell me that. Like,
you can't mention April O'Neil or Splinter? Is that who you said?
That's not fair. That's
I'm going to give you a Fast Five, okay, for your birthday. This is like an hour ahead of time. Are you ready?
Yep. So I can't mention Shredder or April O'Neil?
Yeah, whatever Katie just said.
All right. Oh, that's tough. Those were the main ones.
I'll let you. Yeah, Katie screwed it up. All right, I'm just going to do it anyway. In 10 seconds, give me five characters from the Ninja Turtles for your birthday. Are you ready?
And I can't include the turtles, right?
Nah, you can include the turtles. I'm in a good mood. All right, go!
Fantastic. We got Shredder, Splinter, Krang, Bebop, Rock City, Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael.
Hey!
Woo-hoo! You didn't even need my help.
Guess what? I'm going to give you the winny win sound.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so just in honor of your birthday, buddy, we wanted to give you a shout-out and say happy birthday to you. Kudos to your wife, also, for texting in and just giving it a shot to get you on the air this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for the Winnie Win sound for my birthday. And for
you bet, buddy.
Getting me on for a fun game.
I do want to give you something as well, because it is your birthday. And since you're 45, you're going to love this as well, because I'm going to go to this show. But I'm going to give you a couple passes to go see the brand new Mortal Kombat 2 movie that's coming out. All right.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. I appreciate it, y'all.
Absolutely. So go enjoy
shout
a little.
Shout out to my wife. Love you, babe.
Yeah, Jen, we love you. She's a great kisser, too, Adam. So go enjoy a little date night with your wife and have a great birthday, my man.
Hey, appreciate it, y'all. You have a great day.
You as well.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you
for having us on each and every day. Look at that. Doing nice things for our listeners. Courtesy of JKJ here at Mix 100.